BlackRock to Mariancore Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public Consultation 20 March 20 Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Notley Lane to Butterstown Avenue. Marion Road, Rock Road. 2.3 Butterstown Avenue and Stradbrook Road, Rock Road, Frascati Road, Temple Road, Temple Hill, Stradbrook Road. 2.4 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.5 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next? 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018-2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016-2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin area bus network redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided, pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology, page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC, part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal. As the bus approaches, the light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Tauken Crossing. A Tauken crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrafan to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to city centre, Tallaght to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Blackrock to Merrion Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on Merrion Road at its junction with Notley Lane. Buses are proposed to be routed along Rock Road, joining the N31 at the Mount Merrion Avenue junction. The proposed CBC terminates at the junction of Temple Hill, Moonston Road and Stradbrook Road. Priority for buses and cyclists is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in each direction, and continuous segregated cycle tracks. The Blackrock to Merrion CBC connects to the route of the UCD to City Centre CBC at the junction of Merrion Road and Notley Lane, providing a continuous route from Blackrock to the City Centre. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, as well as identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in February 2019. 2.2 Notley Lane to Butterstown Avenue, Merrion Road, Rock Road. Between the Merrion Road Notley Lane Junction and the Rock Road Butterstown Avenue Junction, it is proposed to provide a single bus lane, a single general traffic lane and segregated cycle tracks in each direction along the majority of the route. At the access junction to St. Vincent's Hospital from Merrion Road, it is proposed to remove the left turn lane in order to improve cyclist safety and reduce the necessary land acquisition. An adjustment to the proposed cross-section is proposed between Merrion Avenue and Estate Avenue in order to reduce the extent of necessary land acquisition. Between Elm Court and the Strand Road Junction, it is proposed to provide a three-lane carriageway with a footpath and cycle track in both directions. The carriageway will comprise of two general traffic lanes and one outbound bus lane. Priority for inbound buses will be provided via Signal Control Priority, SCP, at the Strand Road Junction. A strip of parallel parking bays will be provided on the outbound side of the Merrion Road, in the vicinity of number 264 to number 270. The proposal contains provisions for safety improvement works at the junction of Merrion Road and Strand Road, including segregated cycle facilities, the removal of the slip lane from Strand Road to Merrion Road and the control of the Strand Road utilizing traffic signals. On the southern arm of the junction, a strip of parallel parking bays is proposed on the outbound side. Between Strand Road and Butterstown Avenue, a two-way cycle track is proposed on the eastern side of the route. Adjustments to the Rock Road cross-section and layouts are proposed between the junctions of Trimleston Avenue and Butterstown Avenue in order to reduce the necessary land acquisition and to provide improved access to the nearby school. To facilitate this proposed layout, land take from the following areas will be required: properties at the junction of Merrion Road Notley Lane, portion of green space from St. Vincent's Hospital campus, properties between Merrion Village Junction and Herbert Avenue, properties between Estate Avenue and Elm Court, properties adjacent to the Strand Road, Merrion Gates Junction, and properties between the entrance road to Elm Park Apartments and Trimleston Avenue. The indicative extents of this land take are shown on the maps included in the appendix to this brochure. 2.3 Butterstown Avenue and Stradbrook Road, Rock Road, Frascati Road, Temple Hill, Stradbrook Road. Between the Butterstown Avenue and Stradbrook Road junctions, It is proposed to provide a single bus lane, a single general traffic lane and segregated cycle track arrangement in each direction. The right turn lane from Rock Road to Butrus Town DART station as outlined in the EPR is no longer being proposed in order to maintain current pedestrian facilities at the junction. An adjustment to the proposed cross-section is proposed between Butrus Town Avenue and Black Rock Clinic. This will remove the necessity for land acquisition along Willow Park School and reduce the extent of necessary land acquisition along Black Rock College and adjacent properties. Alterations to junctions along this section are proposed to improve cyclist safety. This includes the removal of the left turn slip lane from Rock Road to Rock Hill and the provision of protected cycle lanes at other junctions. To accommodate this proposed layout, land take from the following areas will be required: Black Rock College, car parking area adjacent to Black Rock Park, properties between Black Rock College and Black Rock Clinic lands, boundary lands of Black Rock Park, Seapoint Park, and St. Vincent's Park. 2.4 Key changes from the published EPR. The width of the road in front of St. Vincent's Hospital and Estate Avenue has been reduced to achieve a reduction in land take. The width of the road between Estate Avenue and Marion Gates Junction has been reduced to a three-lane arrangement with outbound bus lane only to reduce land take and impact on trees. The Marion Gates Junction has been altered to a consolidated T-junction with improved cycle facilities and to facilitate signal control priority inbound. Land acquisition from residential properties and Black Rock College has been reduced along the Rock Road, Butrus Town Avenue, and Black Rock Clinic following revised road alignment. 2.5 Key facts. Approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 18 Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 64 Approximate number of trees that may be removed. 59 Approximate route length, 4 km. Approximate cycle route length, 4 km. Current bus journey time, 30 minutes. Bus connects journey time, 13-15 minutes. Future bus journey time without bus connects, 40 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, Section 3. Page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800 303 653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenula during Q4 2024 its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper. National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040. Building Ireland's Future.